Blog Talk Radio.
Taino, this is Sana Corin. I'm here teaming up once again with 4-1, but right now let's stand up. What time is it? It's time to heal Northern Cree style.
Hey, hi, hi, hey, hi, hi, hey, hi, hi, hey.
This is Sanakori, taking a few moments of silence to take that energy in from Northern Cree. Missing and murdered indigenous women and relatives will never be forgotten. This is another Friday night show, TainoRadio.com. I'm your host, Sanakori, and once again, I'm teaming up with 4-1 rapper indigenous activists. Tell me, what do you think?
Ooh. If the truth ain't present, if walking and talking isn't the truth, you know, I feel very blessed. I'm feeling surrounded. Wow. Wow.
I know, right? That was a great song. Just kick it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we got to do. That's that right there. That right there. And shout out to Northern Cree. Shout out. You know what I mean? Because MMIW, hate to extend it to MMIR, because that's the real truth. It's more than our women going missing, you know. It's our children. It's our men, you know. And
yeah,
big shout out. We need that support. We need our men. We need them standing up. We need to know, you know, that they're there to protect us. And, you know, I am my brother's keeper, and I hope my brother is mine, you know. And
right.
That accountability, we got to start there. And that, I don't know. I'm feeling it. Wow. That's a great way to start out a show.
All I know is that this is radio activism at its best. We're here to support. We're here to heal. We're here not to forget, right? What do you think about that?
Not until every single one of them come home.
I'm telling you,
know?
You man. Yeah, this is no...
Because, you know, there's no need to draw the conclusion that every single time one of ours, unfortunately, goes missing, that, you know, they're laying somewhere, you know, that they're not with us anymore, because the truth is, not all of them are gone. There is someone, there's a sister, there's a brother, there's a little girl, there's a little boy, there's some, mm-hmm. and they're still there, and, you know, we're coming. Help is on the mm-hmm. way. You know what I mean? We
oh,
gotta
man,
send a message.
Definitely.
We got to send a message mm-hmm. to them predators. We got to let them know. You know? Godspeed. Mm-hmm. You find God. You know, before, you know? One of us, one of her family members, one of her peers, one of his, you know what I mean? We out here, don't please, you know, should you be one of those that are missing right now? I mean, we don't know. We don't know what our audience is. We don't know, you know, there could be a predator out there torturing, you know, by tuning in, letting her tune in. You know, who knows? We don't know. We don't know the depths of this evil. But let it know. We out here and help is on the way. I promise you are not forgotten.
Well, you know, being a person who has been approached by one of these monsters, you know, they always have that same look of ice cold, soulless, you know, and just
the black eyes. The black eyes, you know.
Those beady little eyes. It's all about them, you know. It's all about them, and I just can't. It's really, you know, it upsets me when I think about, you know, young women, young children being somewhere like in a room or somewhere in a cold, damp space, you know, constantly being either raped or tortured and, you know, what, you know,
passed around.
Yep. And they're from different states, right? Different countries. Starved, all yeah, over. Man. Doped up too, right? Don't they dope them up?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a major part of it. You know, is keeping them dependent, keeping them and putting them at a state that, you know, they either stay out of absolute terror and fear,
mm-hmm.
or there really is no option.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I just want them to know that whatever state, wherever you're at, you know, you're not forgotten. We're out here, help on the way, and you can come back from this. You can heal. And families,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And families and friends,
mm-hmm.
don't give up. You know what I mean? It's that energy. We need that energy to, you know, be positive in this, you know, in trying to end this or even bring the awareness. We need all,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to have to talk about that, but we need the energy positive if we're going to bring them all home, you know?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, you go to all these states, go to these cities, you know, for the past 4 years, we've been constantly in the news hearing about the hatred, the racism, white supremacy, you know, so on. And then, you know, you look at these people with their guns and violence, you know, I'm saying to myself, wow, you know, it's like they're right in front of our eyes, you know, but where do you start looking, you know, for these victims? Where do you find them? You know, you know, I wish we can get a militia where we can, you know, all we do is look for victims, you know, look for people who are trapped, women, indigenous women, children, relatives who are trapped somewhere. Where do you look, you know? I often think of that. I brainstorm, you know, like, where will you go? Do you go to your local QAnon group? I don't know. Meet up?
Well, you know, what is real is just look around. There's evidence of, you know, people being sex trafficked. I mean, one that I just learned recently is, you know, the tattooing, the branding that these people will do to, you know, to lower
the tattooing,
you know,
I've
the inside of the lips. You know, the lips on your face, the
mm-hmm.
bottom, that's a place. Often it'll be the back, you know, on the back of the neck, the shoulder. It will appear as, you know, crowns
right.
with, you know, whoever's name, barcodes. There's a wide, you know, way of tagging people, you know, even in jewelry, you know, often you'll see young ladies wearing the bracelet with the rings connected.
Okay.
You know, it's an ensemble, and sometimes it can be a toe ring to a ankle bracelet.
Ankle bracelet?
A toe ring that attaches to an ankle bracelet.
And what does that represent?
A slave.
Oh, damn. You seen those and stuff? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's from a toe ring to the
ankle. Yes. A ring to a, you know, bracelet, you know, a wrist, or a toe mm-hmm. ring attached to an ankle bracelet. There's whole type of ways. Yeah. They could be working at grocery stores, you know. They could, you know. It really depends. You know,
right
because
in front
it could
of
be
us.
Right in front of us. And, you know, like where I live in Nebraska, we got Interstate I-80 running through it. And
mm-hmm.
it's right there. Interstate I-80 is right there. You know, they could be in a vehicle at the gas station off the interstate. You know, it's
right.
It could be, you know, it could be you know, maybe you see a child with another race. Let's just say. I mean, do you get what I'm saying? I mean, it's not often that, you know, let's say indigenous get to adopt white kids, right? We can't even adopt our own.
Right.
Okay, so I'll just use us. It could be in that presentation, you see, you know, an odd couple with a string of multicolored children. It's interfaith. So it's real.
Well, I remember when I was, hold on a second. I'm looking through some articles about recent, like, you know, kidnappings or whatever. And, you know, they all fit that profile, you know, they all fit the profile, indigenous look, you know?
Yes. And it will, we'll just say of color. You know, we need to probably identify. I mean, yes, we're of color. Yes, we're not invisible.
That's right.
But let's break it down. Let's be true to, you know, if we have to identify, we're indigenous. All those colors are indigenous. So, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, yeah, that's, you know, that's who they condition us, you know, to come up missing. You don't see missing ads and stuff like that targeted at white families, do you?
No.
I mean, come on. If our present day, you know, indigenous children can experience racism, couldn't today's white children learn about?
We'll talk about that. What do you think? Yeah. Like in a good way, right? In a realistic way.
Right. I
mean, like the Pocahontas way.
right. Can't they learn about our history and who we are, you know, truthfully, instead of making us out to be slaves and savages and, you know, uncivilized?
Yeah, tell me about that. Uncivilized. It's just nuts.
Indigenous is the reason why we have society, why we have civilization, why we live in community.
Well, I'm going to open up the phones. If anyone wants to call in, has any questions, has any reporting or any concerns, let me just get the guest call-in number. It's 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. Just want to give it a shout out to all you listeners out there. You guys been doing amazing, tuning in every week. Yo, our ratings are good, man. People are listening, you know. So
why don't we give a shout out to who's tuning in them countries? Because we are global, correct?
We what?
We're global, right?
Yo, man. We are definitely global. We're all over the world. We're in Italy.
So give a shout out to those countries tuning in.
Well,
we got listening.
We got who?
I said, who do we got listening?
Okay, we got people from Australia. We have people from Nigeria, Italy, the Netherlands. And the Netherlands is a cool country because they have issues with missing children. We did my second show ever was about that in the Netherlands. So I'm glad they're listening. And then we have Belgium, believe it or not, Morocco, Bosnia, Russia. Then we have the Caribbean, Dominican Republic, Iskea, Puerto Rico, Borinquen, Jamaica. Hi, Micah, you're out there listening. Awesome. Of course, we got Turtle Islands in first place. And we have always in third place is Canada. Great people of Canada. So this is, we're global, man. So I invite people, if they want to call in, if you're in the Eastern, it's 10 o'clock right now, 10:22 in the Eastern time zone. And what time zone you're in now?
I'm in Central.
So you're like a good hour away, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're an hour? No, 2 hours.
No, an hour. It's 9:22 here.
Okay, 9:22. Okay.
Yep, so I'm right behind you. So let's talk about some of the issues with MMIW/R. We're just gonna say MMIR, missing murdered indigenous relatives.
I like that. I've been using that, relatives. You taught me that.
Yeah, so that's just being inclusive, you know. Thank God for, you know, the ladies, you know, because MMIW, you know, that started in 2018 and it started up in Canada. However, the hashtag started here in the United States by a Lakota woman. And, you know, big shout out to, you know, them. Anita at Sovereign Bodies, you know.
Yes, please call them out.
Well, let's give a shout out to our, you know, our grassroots sisters. We've got Roxanne White. She's out there, you know, in the Washington area, you know. We've got Candy Brings Plenty. She's up in South Dakota. We have Colette Yellow Robe. She's here in Nebraska, right along with Renee Sansouci and myself. April Satchel, also known as 4-1. Wow. I mean, the list could just go on, seriously. We got Quilla Pisa out there, you know, doing her art. We got Tristan Jenny, you know, up in Canada with her MMIW art, you know, focus. She's a absolutely artist. You know, a lot of those MMIW pictures that you see, you know, a missing loved one within a feather with the red, you know, hand across their face. That's more than likely Tristan, you know.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, but we also got those out there. Trying to take advantage and profit off of, you know, MMIW or R, you know,
right.
Some of them with their fake medicine, but using fake pipes, you know.
Well, yeah.
Bringing them.
Yeah, talk about that. What I know I've constantly come across that.
Well,
is this an issue?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so fake medicine. There were a group out in the Hawaii area, and they were filmed. You know, somebody recorded them undercover and exposed them. And
oh yeah, I saw that.
Within their you know, what they were trying to expose them. They also showed that the merchandise that they were selling were the likeness of, you know, Quilla Pisa, you know, who is famous. Most of the MMIW images are of Quilla Pisa, you know, and her likeness. You know, she is the one you would see with the hand over the face, you know, that. You know, one of the very, very first, and, you know, this, we're talking about, you know, absolute, you know, she's fabulous at her art, you know.
Okay.
But her, you know, how she got into it, you know, it didn't start with MMIW.
Oh, it didn't?
No. Her tribe, she is of the Confederate tribe of Omec, I want to say, all my competitors up there, and their tribe, their women,
okay,
they paint their faces.
Mm.
They're, you know, like they're war paint, basically.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, a personal situation that brought her out of her, what she was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day she decided to do, you know, to honor the MMIW. And so,
and what happened?
You know, the likeness. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, I don't, you know, she ended up going through MMIR herself. You know, she, one of her relatives was missing. And went missing. So that's going to bring me into my next subject.
So
I have, okay, so her cousin, Desmond, had ended up coming up missing. And he was gone for a good 2-3 weeks. Couldn't find him. And he ended up being found, and he was found deceased up in the Northern California area.
Okay.
We have another MMIW sister who, you know, during her advocacy, her brother ended up coming up missing and was found dead.
Hmm.
There is possibly a predator that is out there targeting our sisters who are bringing awareness to our missing and murdered.
Oh, our, so they're being targeted.
Yes. I mean, they're part of the target. Yeah. Besides her missing and murdered. And do you know that there is somebody up in Northern California area who is trying to extort families of missing and murdered with false claims of knowing either, you know, where their loved ones' remains are, or they have knowledge of where they are and they're still alive. There is somebody up in that north. So the same area, same area.
No way.
Of the advocate sisters, where they live and where their family members came up missing and were later found. And
wow.
I've said this numerous times. Okay, so we got to. Okay, so MMIW, let's break it down, correct?
Please,
what
for the listeners that are listening.
Okay. So why do we have it? What are cause and effect? Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
Are all of the MMIW or MMIR, are they all unknown predator related? Let's do the math on that, okay?
Okay.
No, they're not all. So we've got predator, we've got known, you know, assailant or murderer or whoever. Okay, so we've got unknown, known, and then we have, you know, predators within our community.
That's right.
So we know not to go around so-and-so. Right. But because we swept the shit up under the rug, so-and-so got a hold of another one, right?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
So then we've got predators within our religious sanctuary, supposed to be, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We've got them within our school system. So it's more than just within the family unit, our community, and outside.
How about tribal leaders? Have you come confront that? Listen,
why not? Because we had an issue recently.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe it was Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge recently had
mm-hmm.
that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, with the. The tribal leaders and the, yeah.
Yeah. And the, yeah, what? Talk about it, Santa Corey, because we promise to be powerful during this hour, and we promised to talk about the things that were hard to talk about. But what was
it?
Tribal president and underage boys?
That's right. Underage boys.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got to talk about it. We can't keep just, you know.
No, this is real. We have to warn parents. We have to warn our relatives that there's monsters out there, predators. They're waiting.
We got to talk about it, first of all.
And
did you notice mm-hmm. though, Santa Corey, how you spoke and then you stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, no, we're gonna have to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unfortunately, that we have to. We have to, because that's the first step in the healing process, is we've got to communicate that somebody causing us harm, correct?
Correct. And
how much courage that takes.
A lot of courage, because I know for a fact these predators, at least through my experience of the church, they prey on children or teenagers who parents are not involved. It's a broken home. The family unit is not really, it's very dysfunctional, you know, and these predators, you know, they take that role, you know, hey, you know, I'll take care of you. I'll show you some love. I'll take you out. And, you know, a lot of these parents either strung out on drugs or doing their own thing, and they're not watching. They're not vigilant, no? See, in my case, the family was like, they trusted the church leaders, you know? They will never do evil, you know? Yes, take care of my son, you know? Take care of my nephew. And what happens, right? Oh, I thought I lost you.
They pray. No, I was here. I was just trying to let you, because I think it's important, you as a male,
mm-hmm.
as a brother, I think it's important for you to talk about this, because I think it's going to give great courage, and I think it's going to give even more strength to our brothers. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what a great example, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's okay to heal.
Yep, it's okay to heal.
It's time, right?
It's time. And you know what kills me, though, is because I experienced it myself. What these predators, what they do is, they put fright in you. They put fear in you. They judge you. I mean, not judge. They put fear in you, in which they're going to threaten you. If you speak out, either I'm going to kill you or whatever, you know, or kill someone, or kill your family, you know. When you're young, they drill this in your mind.
Fear don't live here.
There you go. But what kills me, too, is, and I find this in the church, I find it in groups, organizations, is that people look away. They look away. They see the guilt. I mean, they see the guilty, and they look away. They don't confront it. They don't call the police.
Not only that, but some of them are okay with it. Let me share something with you in my own personal life.
Please, yeah.
When I had spoke to my mother to tell her about what was hurting me and what was happening to me, her response was, that type of shit used to go on all the time.
Wow.
And it made me understand why she looked the other way. It helped me understand that she too was a victim. That this was the norm, because that's how the cycle continued.
Right.
So Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yes,
I had that understanding, because I had a deep-rooted dislike, because as a child who couldn't stop it, but to the point where I could, or I could say something where I, actually had power.
Right.
Right. It made me understand why the cycle continued, because that's what they thought was normal. That's all she knew. It wasn't because she didn't love me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how she was taught what love was.
Unbelievable, yeah.
So I had to hear that. I had to, understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could heal. Because in order for her to heal and her mother to heal,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, it begins with me, because I want to be that cycle breaker. I don't want this to continue. I know in my heart of hearts that this isn't the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the voice, That's the help that's on the way. That's, regaining who we are and looking out for one another. Loving
one another.
Looking out.
Looking out. I was watching some videos and on TainoRadio.com, Taino Radio group page and Facebook. I'm going to download a song. It's on YouTube. It's called The Highway. And this is very emotional. It shows a little girl. I'll show you the... And
Can I play My Letter to the Predator?
Oh, man. Yes, of course. Go for it.
Okay. I would love to... Well,
go for it.
Wrong one.
Oh, is that playing?
Not that one.
I think we're having some technical difficulties. The cyber world we call Taino Radio. .com. I'd like to thank all you listeners for tuning in. Very sensitive issue. Missing.
You can't hear it?
No, I can't hear it.
No.
I'm just seeing there's some technical difficulties. No? It's not coming in?
No, it didn't want to play. It didn't play? Okay. Let's see. Let me try again. Because I was playing it and I was getting all emotional and.
Oh, man, I didn't hear it.
It wasn't playing? Oh, my goodness. Is it sure was playing on my side?
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I can't get the song in my studio.
Okay, let's see. Sorry about that, Jay. I hope we didn't lose nobody. Let's see. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Huh.
Not coming in.
Not coming in, is it? Dang it. Huh. Well, I tried.
Well, for next week we'll set it up for next week. But you know what? Can we there's a young brother here that I checked out his song and it was pretty good. Wanna play some of his beats?
Let's do it.
And you know this brother.
Is it Richie Rodrigo?
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I did. This is a big shout out to Richie out there, and he's doing big things, you know. I suggest,
okay,
you know, you get to know who he is. But yeah, this is an MMIW song. Let it rip.
All right, let's see it, and we'll talk about it. Let's go, Richie.
Murder to miss, indigenous women, indigenous women. They lost to the system. We gonna miss them. Murder to miss and indigenous women, they lost to the system. We gonna miss them. Murder to miss and indigenous women, they lost to the system. We gonna miss that. Grandmother worm with us walking. Birds and the bees are talking. Sitting in the wind, listening in, cause this doesn't happen often. Tapping in and you tapping out. It's long, it ain't no backing out. No internet on these back routes. Just some indigens to be acting out. Murder to miss and indigenous women.
Pretty intense there. What do you think?
It's the truth, you know.
Murder and missing. Mm. Lost in the system. Wow.
Lost in the system because we don't have a tracking system, you know?
No.
We don't have
no.
a tracking system. That's what the whole fight was about.
Okay.
It, you know, there is no law off of federal land that says law enforcement has to go after anybody who commits crimes against indigenous.
Mm.
And the law about even protecting, you know, our domestic or just our women, period.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Violence Against Women's Act, and that has expired. So that's you know, our president's desk waiting to be reenacted. So
wow.
I was going to try to play my letter one more time.
All right, let's get that letter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the letter I wrote to the one who took my sister. To who took my sister? What is done is done. Just tell us where she is. Tell us where you left her. Just tell us so that if we must, we can bury her right. Tell us so we can use what hope is left from the devastation you left when you took my sister. Her life matters. Your life matters. It's not too late to change your life. Murder isn't victimless. She has a name. Violence isn't victimless because you know nothing about her. what is without doubt the color of my sister's beautiful skin made her your victim. My sister hates no one. She's not like you. She'll give the shirt off her back. Please, I plead with you. Give her back. I'm going to try to hold back the tears, hold back her family, hold back all her tears. Because what is certain, we ain't going to let this go. At least until all of our sisters come home. Godspeed you find God before this family does. Who knows what one of us might do.
Did you hear that?
That is absolutely stunning. This is, I need to get that recording. I need to get that recording. It's absolutely stunning. It's great. I got to get that recording so we can put it on the studio panel here, the studio tapes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing
that. Indie41. It's Indie41. No More Stolen Sisters on YouTube. You know,
wow.
I wrote that song, or I wrote that letter, you know, when I started out, you know, my support, you know, because, you know, it's more than bringing awareness, you know,
right.
I mean, it is some work. And I tell you what, I've put in work, you know,
mm-hmm.
I am the founder of Lakota Tribes of Nebraska, and we are a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
And we do our best to, you know, and serve, you know, to serve our indigenous, you know, community in Lincoln, Nebraska, and, you know, the state. But we put on an event in August to bring the awareness to MMIW, you know.
Right.
I've also spoke in front of Nebraska Senate, you know, I've gone on searches, unfortunately, you know.
Okay.
I have told my story, you know, in a song, in a letter,
mm-hmm.
in a testimony, you know, and in my grassroots effort. And unfortunately, you know, I can also include losing my sister, you know, in the process. My sister was murdered. And if you're out there, you know, listening and, you know, you run across, you know, any of my stuff, Tristan Jenny, that artist I was talking about, she did a portrait of my sister, Melanie, you know. So I know what it is to, you know, walk around here as an indigenous female. The dangers.
And
the life lessons I have to teach my daughter and my granddaughter.
And what happens to these women that stand up to the injustices against them in the, on the reservation? Like when they stand up to the abuse.
Well, hopefully nothing
the sex...
that they, I mean, you know, that they gain strength, but I mean, you need to think that, you know, there's somebody targeting our sisters, you know, that are taking a stand. Oh,
yep.
Yeah. You know, because I know two MMIW sisters who, like me, has lost somebody very close to them. While, you know, during their advocacy for NMIW. And it, since I can name three of the all the sisters I know bringing awareness.
Okay.
That it has happened to, you know, it has become a pattern. You know? So, any advocacy, you know, anything that you advocate for better be worth dying.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not suggesting that ain't, you know, that ain't my outcome and that ain't anybody else's who stands up, but unfortunately, you know, some of our topic tonight was, you know, it had to include, you know, the people with their bad medicine profiting off MMIW. And
yep.
we had to talk about, you know, the whoever is trying to extort the families up in Northern California and Washington and, you know, up there. There is somebody out there targeting these families with false information, you know?
This is terrible.
It's just more about how, you know, about learning your enemy. You know, you got to study them. They study us, correct?
Definitely. Christopher Columbus started that.
That's why they're at that advantage.
Mm.
You know, they're at that advantage because they sat there and they studied us and they did this for years.
This
they're
is
not being a victim anymore. We're going to stand up. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about this and we're going to heal.
And stand up.
This is the Indigenous Power Hour, correct?
This is Power Hour. We always have hope here. We always going to, in the struggle.
We got medicine here.
Exactly. We're not giving up. We got to put the message out there. We have to find these missing women and children.
You know that same energy that Northern Cree brought us in?
That's right.
I think we need to, you know, get another round of them because, woo!
That's right.
I ain't telling you, I'm not trying to vibrate like that. I'm not a victim no more.
No, that's it. You know, I was talking to, I can't give any too much deep information. You know, I'm a licensed therapist here in New York State as a social worker. And I always average 2 or 3 sexual abuse, either adults or children. And it saddens me because the fear of sharing what happened to them is so real and so raw. But they still hold on to that fear, you know. And then comes the shame. So I take my time. I take time because I've been there. I know what it is, you know. And I always tell them, hey, it's no rush. There's no rush.
Talk about it.
But you're not alone. And then, you know, it takes time. I had a 63-year-old woman not too long ago. And she said, you know, this is the first time since I was 12, since it happened to me that I'm sharing this. So It was very liberating. So, oh man, I'll tell you, this is tough stuff.
Well, you know, you got to add in who you are, too.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
People need to understand that our medicine comes from us. We have the ability to heal one another.
That's it.
We keep looking for these deities, you know. I'm not even going to call them by creator or God. You know what I mean? They keep looking to these deities for this false confidence in this, you know, it's not healing. It's not good. It's not medicine, you know.
Yeah, this is raw.
The medicine is within us. You know, so is right and wrong.
Exactly. That's why I appeal to people who work, who plan, do all this stuff with predators, you know, knowing they're predators. You know, I beg them. Stop it, man. Stop protecting these people. Stop it. You got to stop because they're hurting people, you know. And it just leads to, forget it, the sex trafficking industry and so on. Just stop, man. We got to stand up. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be scared. We got to stand up. You know, and I also want to say for anyone that's living in the eastern tri-state area, there's a great organization called Road to Recovery. It's a New Jersey base, and Robert Hostin is the leader of that. You know, I found some healing through that organization. Anyone who really needs, you know, therapy and support, you know, they're there for you. That's the eastern tri-state area. It's called Road to Recovery. So there's help for all people out there.
Mm-hmm. I have a group I'd like to bring awareness to, and that is the I Have a Name organization.
Okay.
That is for anyone who is a victim of the sex trafficking.
Yeah.
On that side of it. So if you need, you know, you get a chance and you really want a way out, they'll come for you. No matter where you're at, they will come for you. They will help you. It's called I Have a Name. .org.
Wow. What's it called again? I Have a Name?
I Have a Name. Yep. .org.
That's beautiful.
So, you know, and also too, say you are in a situation that you need out of,
mm-hmm.
you can call 911 no matter where you're at and place an order for a pizza. The minute dispatch hears you say you would like to place an order for a pepperoni, whatever, however you say it, but
okay.
when they hear that, they automatically know that you're in a situation that is unsafe, and they will
Whoa.
Go along with the dialogue. 911 anywhere you call them and say you'd like to order a pizza, place an order for a pizza. You want a pepperoni, you want a combination, it doesn't matter. Any reference to pizza to 911, they will act accordingly. They will find out where you are and help will be on the way.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know that.
There's help. There's help if you really really want it. You want to get out.
Oh, man, that is great. All you people out there, please take a note of that. Spread it. Now, you said the website you said is I Have a Name?
I Have a Name organization, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh,
I Have a Name. Because a lot of those, you know, in sex trafficking, they don't have a name.
It's crazy. Oh,
you understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
and the name changes as they're passed along. So it's called I Have a Name. Just look
okay.
it up. Just I Have a Name.
Okay, so we can,
but it's
I Have a
Name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was mentioning roadtorecovery.org. They were I was talking to the founder and he said he got a call one day from some victims from a federally recognized tribe. And so he went right away, did a press conference. Seemed like the tribal council was covering up for the church there on the reservation. So they did a press conference trying to expose this, you know. Imagine that, right? Tribal council and a church hand to hand and covering up.
Okay, I don't doubt that because back to the Franklin cover-up.
Yeah, remember that?
The federal agent, Ted Grinsom, who had investigated it for 20-some years. There was a paper boy by the name of Johnny Gosch that came up missing from Iowa.
Right.
He didn't die. He was still alive. And at one point, he contacted his mother, explained to her he could never come home. And a reporter during that investigation by the, you know, Ted Gunderson, a reporter was able to, you know, flush Johnny Gosch out. And he was found hiding on a reservation in Minnesota. And he was running a pedophile internet site.
Sure, there you go.
So, absolutely no doubt that the tribe was trying to cover up the abuse at the church.
What I'm going to do is I'll have them in the future show to speak on that and speak to other cases. But one of the things that the churches do, when they hire the pedophile priest, they dump them on different reservations.
Absolutely.
Churches.
They did that. Pine Ridge just went through that with a doctor.
Yeah.
A doctor.
There you go.
IHS doctor. And all they did was, obviously, you know, they just funnel them through the system.
There you go. Well, listen, 4-1, we ran out of time. This is the Power Hour Plus. What we're going to do is, next week, I just want to announce that there was a Taina woman who was killed back in December. And as I was researching missing, murdered indigenous women, I kept getting these messenger about, they heard our show last week, and they suggested we talk about her murder. Yeah, they found
her
body. So, but guess what? Talk about the small world. Her best friend is my cousin, my DNA cousin, Kat, from California. So she has graciously agreed to be with us next week to talk about her relationship with Andrea Reyes. She was a 39-year-old indigenous woman, and we're gonna honor her. We're gonna honor her as. You know, the murder, my God, and the monster's in jail, no bail. But we're going to honor Andrea Reyes next week, okay? I want people to tune in, and we're going to give her a good honoring hour, right? We're going to do this.
Absolutely. And my heart goes out to her mother, her family, everybody, you know, her tribe, her peers.
Yes, this it's hit the Taino community really hard. I just got a hold of it this week. So next week we'll be talking about her and honoring her. That's Andrea Reyes. May she rest in peace. Rest in power. And check
rest
it out.
In power.
Let's conclude with Northern Cree, the way we started the show. Thank you once again, 4-1, for taking time to be with us. Hey, I forgot to mention, guess what? We got a new country. Argentina's with us. Argentina.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. And we also have another country. Of course, Japan has been with us for a while. But we also have a new country, and I have to mention them because it's the first time they've been on the panel.
Who is it?
And I'm going to look them up right now. I can't leave until I shut them out.
I'm excited because, you know, our audience is global.
Well, we got Portugal. Yeah, we got Portugal. We got Mexico. Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the first time Germany's with us.
Wow.
Of course, Italy, but that's Germany. Yep, that's the country I wanted to mention alongside
Germany.
Italy.
We've got indigenous out there. And I'll have to tell you about a true story about a pipe, medicine pipe, found in Germany. Gifted to a very, very, from Lakota medicine here.
Oh, wow. You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. I got a great story.
Well, check it out. I have to cut the show, but next week, let's take it on, right? Let's take it on. We're going
to
start with that story. Oh, I forgot. Ireland is in the house.
Ireland, what up?
Now, what's cool about Ireland is that the bishops were the first bishops in the world to condemn the Pope in covering up the pedophilia. So, Ireland, thank you for showing up. Listen, I have to go. We're going to wrap it up with the final song, Northern Cree. I promise next week for one, we're going to continue with these stories, okay?
Let's do this. Thank you, Fertile Island. Thank you.
Awesome. Let me hold on a second. Where is my studio? You know, the intern's not here tonight. The intern's not here tonight. But we can't get Northern Cree waiting too long. Okay, is the drum ready? Is the drum ready?
Ready?
The drum is ready. All right, here we go. Northern Cree, take it away on the MMIW.
Oh, that feels good.
What?
Hey, y'all.